1 is getting a win on Sunday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Change their game plans.
You know, they put two guys on him, or, you know, put their main guy on him, or whatever. You know, he can stretch the field. You know, he can run any route the receiver runs. So, you know, he definitely brings that dynamic to the game. It helps us out a lot, but, you know, that's one of those things you got to deal with, and we just got to keep rolling. The young guys got to step up.
Have you ever been on a football team that's just had so many? It seems like every week somebody's going down. You guys, like, maybe you need to get the Lucky Charm in here or something.
Yeah, something in the water up here right now, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely probably the most that I've been around. I was talking about this, you know, a couple of days ago with someone else. It's pretty crazy right now, all these injuries. But, like we've always said, we got to roll with it. Young guys got to step up and play. You know, injuries happen in this league, so we just got to roll with it.
I'm about number 12, Aaron Rodgers. How's he progressing? How's he feeling throughout the week?
I don't know. I really haven't talked to Aaron. I guess we'll find out as the week goes on.
How about Matt Flynn, the backup, maybe get his chance to get in their game? Part of you pulling for the guy that, hey, the backup guy can play too?
Yeah, man, Matt's my boy. I mean, I've seen him grow a lot in the past 2 years. I mean, coming in, you know, beating out the second-round guy, coming in, proving he can play. You know, he didn't play a lot in college. He only played 1 year. So I think he's got a lot to prove, you know, to himself most of all, but, you know, to the fans as well. I mean, he can play. He can play in this league. And I think we know that. I think the coaches know that. And I think more now than maybe any time in the past, we feel fully confident in him, you know. You know, we've seen him grow a lot in this past year, so I think we're fully confident in him.
What's the attitude in this locker room coming off an overtime loss to the Redskins and, you know, barely? I mean, this is a team with some Super Bowl expectations. Things might not be going as well for you guys. What's the attitude and state of this locker room right now?
Well, we're focused on Miami. You know, it was obviously a tough loss. You know, we feel like it was one that we let slip away. We don't think it was anything Washington did. You know, I firmly believe it was what we did, and I think it's all about what we need to do this week. With Miami, we're back on track. We're, you know, back in the regular work week and getting ready for Miami.
Were you surprised you didn't run the ball as much in the second half after Brandon Jackson had that long run and you guys seemed to be moving the ball? Were you surprised you didn't run as much in the second half?
I'm not surprised by anything. The coaches do the game plans. They know what's best for the offense. You know, we're an offense that takes what the defense gives us, and, you know, if that's the pass of the time or whatnot, you know, that's what it's called. You know, as offensive linemen, we're just kind of here. We're really kind of opinionless when it comes to what we're doing offensively. So, you know, we're just here doing our job, and, you know, whatever it's called, we got to go out there and block it.
Last question for you. What's it like being in that game against Washington? You see, it looks like a helmet-to-helmet hit on your quarterback, your Pro Bowl quarterback, and he's laying on the ground with a concussion. I mean, what's it like for a lineman, especially on a shot like that?
Well, obviously we take pride in protecting 12 or protecting whoever's back there. You never want to see your quarterback on the ground. And, you know, it's our job to keep him upright. You know, it's the receiver's job. It's the back's job. The tight end's Aaron's job. You know, it falls on all our shoulders to keep them up. We don't want to see anything to happen to anybody who's back there. So, you know, we take pride in that.